Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Michael Medved on the movies. This is the movie that the NFL doesn't want you to see. It's called Concussion. Will Smith has been working on this for a while now, and I've been seeing trailers for months and all sorts of rumors about how this is going to just blow the lid off the whole concussion thing, Michael.
Well, it is. It's a very well-done movie and surprisingly entertaining and gripping, given the fact that people know the basics of the story. And the story involves a Nigerian doctor who, by the way, did part of his training here at University of Washington, and rather remarkable human being, whose name is Dr. Bennett Omalu. It's played by Will Smith with a very credible Nigerian accent, which is not easy to do. And what happened is he was working in the coroner's office in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and this is all true, when there was a Steeler hero, NFL Hall of Famer named Mike Webster, Iron Mike Webster, who ended up basically killing himself. He had become homeless. He clearly had some kind of mental illness. But his brain didn't show in the autopsy any of the standard registries, any of the standard impacts of mental illness. And so this Dr. Omalu began at his own expense researching the brain damage that had been done to Mike Webster. And then there were a series of other Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers, who had very severe brain damage and died by suicide or in a car crash.
Right. Wasn't there one guy who deliberately shot himself in the chest so his brain would be intact and it could be examined?
Yes, yeah. which is featured in the film. What makes this more entertaining than you would think, it sounds incredibly depressing, yeah, is it focuses on the struggle of this Nigerian immigrant to adjust to America. There is a romance that he has with another extremely bright, capable, gifted immigrant from Kenya, who's played by Gugu Mbatha Raw, who has been in a number of recent films and is superb. All of the acting is good. Alec Baldwin is here. Cyril Wecht, who was the coroner of Pittsburgh, sort of celebrity coroner, is beautifully played by Albert Brooks, who could get an Oscar nomination.
Wow.
Again. And
so what do you come away with from this movie? Is this like an expose of the tobacco industry?
It is. And good for Will Smith and the others behind this film that they actually do register love of football. They show that this is just a game that is more than just a game to Americans. And it's particularly true in Pittsburgh, of course, where the Steelers are a local religion as much as our Seahawks are for us here, or maybe more so, because there's less going on in Pittsburgh than Seattle. It isn't football. And in any event, it's the film is not anti-football, but it does show the way that people in the NFL tried to downplay, ignore, stifle, even cut off some of the evidence that is just, now it's overwhelming. I mean, right. I checked this out after I saw the film, and the film is very responsible. It doesn't overstate it. About one out of four NFL players who have played for, I think they say 5 years or more, has some signs of serious brain damage. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And the point in the film is it shows that a lot of these people love the game so much. It was so central to their lives. They'd do it again afterward. And all of the performances and the writing make this a very compelling film. It's not a 4-star film because it's at some points unduly melodramatic. It sort of has some of the worst aspects of an old Frank Capra movie. It's actually Dr. Omalu goes to Pittsburgh sort of thing, and where he's confronting a system. But the truth of the matter is he's playing a heroic character.
So is this going to, do you feel, intensify pressure on the NFL to do more than it already has to try to address this?
Anyone who sees the film has to feel some of the concern and look at football just a little bit differently, because some of those hits, and one of the things that people enjoy is, wow, that was a really terrific hit. Well, what if that hit comes back and not 50 years later, but it comes back 10 or 20 years later, meaning that a football player can't remember his own name?
How many starts for Concussion, Michael?
Three. And again, as a work of filmmaking sort of ripped from the headlines, as they used to say, it's remarkably watchable.
America's own movie critic, Michael Medved. Thank you, Michael.
You bet, Dave.